Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Ventures bringing us back. That's Walk, Don't Run 64. I think, is that right? No, that's Pipeline. That's Pipeline. That's what that is. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Vicki Oliver is our guest. She's our good friend, the author of 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. Vicki, how do we find you online?
Oh, thank you. My website is VickiOliver.com. That's Vicki with a Y, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com. And my books are available on Amazon.
All right. So check that out, folks. Vicki, we're talking about Generation Y. You're helping us with this discussion. Let me say this before we go any further, Vicki. Two things, and I mean from the bottom of my heart. I value Generation Y because they come to work with skills that I need. I hire Gen Y all the time. I don't know how many I've hired in the last several years, and every one of them are working productively, but before lunch,
right,
when they show up the first day. So there's no question that they're invaluable to the marketplace. That's one. Number two, the one thing I've observed is as exasperated as I have the tendency to get with them sometimes, they're really, really good human beings.
Right.
Now, I've just noticed what high-quality people Generation Y is. Their heads and their hearts are absolutely in the right place. Now, one of the things, though, that I would like to give them is if I could give them anything, I would give them the ability to not be so dismissive of things that are older than 48 hours.
Yeah. I mean,
fundamental
just,
things, little history, right. I tell them, I've had a conversation with my millennials about, I said, look guys, you need to realize that you know, the world didn't start when you were born. You're standing on my shoulders. You're standing on the shoulders of your parents and your grandparents. Show some respect. What do you think?
I think that's excellent advice. I mean, my thought for anyone who is very young entering the workforce today is to like first learn the rules and then challenge them. Learn them and then challenge them instead of challenging them immediately. Learn them. Because if you can prove that you can do it the old way, then you get buy-in. And people begin to really respect you and they are willing to listen to you, and that's when you can challenge them.
Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting thing that I'd like to get your thoughts on, and you cover this a little bit in some of the stuff that you do, some of the work that you do. The ladies in Generation Y, are they having the kind of issues that Sheryl Sandberg mentioned in her book Lean In? Are Gen Y ladies having similar issues with their Gen X and their baby boomer ladies that are ahead of them?
Yeah, I don't think that this is gender related. I think this is more of an age difference and really growing up with, the difference between how somebody is when they're like behind a screen from the time they're born until they enter their
workforce.
They're born with
a USB coming out of the back of their head, right?
Yeah. Not to put too fine a point on it, but yeah. I think that it's just everything, you know, the rate of change is so fast, and the younger generation is really able to adapt to that, and they get impatient with people who can't.
But the idea so you think it's an issue, it's not just, there's not something, a separate microcosm issue between ladies of different generations?
I don't. I mean, there's always been, a question. I mean, It's always a great idea, first of all, like one piece of advice I would have for anyone coming in right now, try to find somebody who can mentor you through. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that, you're going to avoid some of the things we're talking about, because mm-hmm. that person will be kind enough to talk to you about how things are, or particularly if you have clients, you know, how those clients are, so that you can navigate your way through. Because it can be a minefield when you're new. It really mm-hmm. can be. And, you know, a lot of people really don't care how well you do.
Well, and
you know,
and
if you don't do well, you're going to be let go.
You're going to be gone. Well, and I like your point about mentoring, but here's what I did, Vicki. I didn't ask anybody to be my mentor. I just made them my mentor. They didn't even know they were being my mentor. But here's the thing. If you're going to get someone to be your mentor, it doesn't help you if you come in with just with not, without being respectful of where that mentor has come from.
Exactly. You have to cultivate a mentor.
So that's really important information for Gen Y, isn't it, in particular?
Yeah, you have to. And so you always hear, I always read about the disappearance of mentors, like there are no mentors, and everyone talks about that mm-hmm. too. But I just want to say there are always mentors, because if you can't find a mentor in your own company, then go to a different company and find a mentor from that company. There's always people who you can cultivate and who care about you. You cultivate them.
I have many mentors, and not one of them did I ever have a formal mentor relationship with.
Right.
I just learned from them. And the good news is, because of that relationship, the way we were structured, I got to watch them make mistakes, too, that they didn't always know about. Hey, Vicki, VickiOliver.com, right? Vicki with a Y.
Yes.
And thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Vicki Oliver, folks, you'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
You make the young girl mama cry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.